It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are three unique interviews. The first is with a member of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, Kelly DeSautel. Kelly is also a parts advisor at U.S. Tractor and Harvest, Inc. Then we have the July 2020 Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, The Polished Edge, with the owners of this family-run business, James, Rhonda, and Garrett Pacheco. And wrapping up this podcast is the July Featured Business of the Month, Valley Electric, Inc., a full-service electric contracting company featuring Dick Clark, Mark Hensley, and Josh Hensley.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for July 2020. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce and the good folks behind the scenes who make it all happen. This month, we're talking with Kelly DeSautel. Kelly is one of the newest Chamber Board members. Kelly, welcome to SL Voices.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. And first, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
Born and raised here in Monte Vista. Born at the hospital in Del Norte when it was still active. Raised here in Monte Vista. Ironically enough, bought the house I grew up in.
You really are a local native.
Very, very local, yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kelly, your past, your history. What have you done?
After I grew up here, I did go to college briefly. I did move away to Colorado Springs for about 12 years. After coming back, I worked a few odd jobs and started getting involved more in the community once I bought my house and kind of moved in, settled back in, and kind of started watching Monte Vista grow again. After seeing big cities grow and things grow at a rapid rate, it's kind of nice to see a change here in Monte Vista.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here. What was it like growing up here in Monte Vista?
It was different. Growing up in the 80s and early 90s, it was very different, much different scene than it is now. But it still has that same small town feel. Everybody knows everybody. You can walk down the street and wave to somebody. It's very hospitable, a nice place to be from. As I got older and grew older, I kind of thought maybe I should go back home and be closer to my family again. And seeing Monte Vista in a different light, you know, when I'm not 18 and itching to get out of here, it was kind of nice to see it in a different light.
Kelly, what other groups are you involved with here locally in Monte Vista or the San Luis Valley?
I'm a member of the San Luis Valley Rec Club. I also do some volunteer work with the Monte Vista Food Bank. And outside of that, I'm starting to try to grow my experience and grow my base with other groups around.
What about your off time? Do you have any hobbies or special interests?
I do a lot of mountain biking, not as much as I used to, but I still enjoy getting out mountain biking. I do a lot of hiking. I have a group that I've gone with several times. We try and do the Grand Canyon once a year, kind of testing ourselves against Mother Nature. We weren't able to make it this year, but we're still trying to plan something for early next year.
You do some rafting too, don't you?
I've done some rafting, done some kayaking. We're still working on getting our lottery bid to get in to do the full length of the Grand Canyon. I've got five other people that are going to go with me on that one. That'll be a 22-day trip.
You have to send pictures when you do this.
Absolutely.
Kelly, you are a parts advisor at the Monte Vista location of U.S. Tractor and Harvest, Inc. Let's talk a little bit about that company first, and you feel free to get into as much detail as you'd like. What is their mission?
The mission has been what it's always been, to provide quality service, parts, and products to our customers around here. being from a very big farming community, we have a lot of customers that rely on us. We've got customers that have been with us from the very beginning. We want to provide them with the latest technology, the most comprehensive line of parts that we can provide them with, and still give them top quality service.
Well, how long has U.S. Tractor and Harvest been in Monte Vista?
U.S. Tractor and Harvest, as they are now, has only been around for a few years. It originally was Mallard Tractor, and then it was Monte Vista Tractor. It has been around since June of 1979, so we've been in operation for 40 years.
And in addition to selling John Deere equipment, what services do they also provide?
We do full service and maintenance, whether it be in our warehouse. We do have full line of mechanics in there. We do provide a in-the-field service. So we do have technicians that will do service calls and actually go out and work on equipment that might be down in the field or something that can't be moved to our warehouse. We also provide a full line of lawn and garden equipment. Lawn mowers, we've got attachments for your lawn mowers. We do have a full line of subcompact tractors, stuff that people with small properties or small farms, couple cows, things like that, we can provide them with a piece of equipment that's not a full-size tractor, but still gets them the options that they need. Very easy to move around, very easy to operate. And then we do have the full line of parts. We do service parts for all John Deere. And we do some parts for some other companies that are not John Deere.
Well, what areas do you offer sales and service to, you know, other locations beyond Monte Vista?
There are 5 locations with our company. Monte Vista is the original location. Then we opened Alamosa. There's a store in Montrose, a store in Fruta, and a store in Craig. So those are our 5 locations. We do reach out. We have an area that we can work within, providing the same services and products to each of them. Each store does also have their own independent company that they work with.
But you say Monte Vista was the original location. I didn't know that.
Monte Vista was the original store. It started in 1979, small location. Our building now is not very far away from where the original building was.
All right, here's the biggie. What is it, Kelly, about John Deere equipment that makes it so appealing?
Other than the big green machines, what makes it so appealing and what makes people like it so much is the longevity. John Deere has been around for a very long time. They're one of the oldest tractor companies out there. We've got tractors that are from the 60s that are still operational here in the valley. So having that longevity, having the parts available and the durability of the tractors to continue to run the way that they do. John Deere also pushes the limits as far as technology goes. They're one of the leading companies as far as agricultural technology goes. Not only have they been around for many, many, many generations, but they're still trying to move forward and keep agriculture moving in a powerful direction.
Well, how has the whole COVID-19 situation affected U.S. Tractor and Harvest, and what have you all had to do to adapt?
Initially, it didn't affect us very much. Being in that ag support role, farmers aren't going to stop farming. Ranchers aren't going to stop ranching. They were going to still continue to need parts. So we had to adapt things a little bit to make sure that we were keeping them safe and keeping us safe. As far as our parts counter is concerned, we did put up a barricade to keep that social distancing available. Having a steady flow of people in and out of the store all the time, as well as our staff, required us to do a lot more cleaning than we normally would. So wiping down computers, wiping down the counter, wiping down door handles, making sure our touch screens and our keypads were clean, as well as providing products for our staff to keep ourselves clean and safe. But we did continue operating. We did continue operating at full power.
Again, as you said, our farmers and ranches here can't stop.
They're not going to stop, and thankful for it, because there's a lot of food, be it grain, barley, or potatoes, cabbage, carrots, everything comes out of this valley. There is a tremendous amount of food that comes out of here.
Yeah, it ain't just potatoes.
It's not just potatoes. There's actually a lot of cattle that comes out of here as well. And hay, we sell hay all over the state, all over the country. You know, these guys have to keep running.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job, to keep those machines running.
So why did U.S. Tractor and Harvest join the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
You know, I think it was out of love for the community. They're so community-driven. Everybody in town knows who we are, and I think it was a big part of the community for them to be a part of it. With U.S. Tractor, we do a lot of work with the Ag Conference. We do a lot of work with the Lawn and Garden Conference that comes through. We also do a lot of work with 4-H. So being very proactive with the community, it made a lot of sense to be involved with it.
Kelly, as I mentioned, you are one of the newer directors on the Monte Vista Chamber's board. Congratulations, by the way, on being selected to serve.
Well, thank you.
How did you become involved? Is it Ken's fault?
It's not Ken's fault. I had a lot of people persuading me. Ken was one of the people that were persuading and suggesting I get involved.
Mm-hmm.
It made a lot of sense for me being so connected to the community, working where I do, having been here for 18 years and knowing as many people as I do. It made a lot of sense to get more involved and be able to help bring the community back around.
What do you see as the benefits of a local business or organization joining our chamber here?
I think that one of the biggest benefits is the support. There's a big support system. As far as the community goes, there's a lot of people working behind the scenes to make things happen. And with the Chamber of Commerce, there are a lot of people that do things and work behind the scenes that nobody knows about that continue to help push the community forward and push the community in the direction that we're headed. I see a lot of businesses opening, and there have been a lot of help and support from the Chamber of Commerce to open those businesses.
Kelly, what do you feel is the biggest challenge facing small businesses today here in Monte Vista? And how would you propose we overcome that challenge?
I think one of the biggest challenges for businesses, people that want to move here, is it does seem like a very quiet, sleepy town. And just getting started, I think, is a hard part for businesses. You know, how do I get started? What do I do? Who do I talk to? Is this going to sustain my business? Are we going to be able to continue to grow? And I think talking to neighbors, talking to members of the Chamber of Commerce, other businesses, and talking to the directors, and getting that valuable information, getting resources that they may not always know about and that you can't always find online. And I think that's the biggest thing that's going to help new businesses to move here. And once we get a few businesses started, it's going to be easier to get involved more and more moving in. And I think that's going to be the biggest part. It's just for business and for Monte Vista in general, is just getting started.
Where would you like to see Monte Vista 3 to 5 years from now? And how do you propose we get there?
You know, I came from a time when Monte Vista was full. Every store downtown, every store on Adams Street and Main Street was full. There was always a hustle and bustle going. We had a lot of good things happening, and I'd like to see it back to that direction. In order to get back to that direction, we do need to get some new businesses moving in. We need to get some new people excited about moving this town forward. And another big challenge that we have to overcome is the old Sky High building. One of the things that I've done is working with Friends of Sky High and getting that building refurbished and getting that building back to its former glory. That's really going to bring in a lot of traffic. That's going to help propel this town forward.
Kelly, anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
I hope that everybody has been healthy and safe through the COVID pandemic. I hope everybody has been able to maintain some positivity. And, you know, we hope to see people getting out again and hope to see some things changing, some things opening up and some things reopening. It's been kind of scary seeing a ghost town in Monte Vista for the last couple of months, but I know we're a strong town. We can overcome it.
We're starting to see a turnaround, and I totally agree with you. Let's get down on Adams Street. Let's get down in Washington, some of the other streets. Start frequenting our local businesses here, supporting them and encouraging them to stay going.
That's a big thing, is the community needs to get involved. The community needs to respond and talk to and help these businesses out. The business can't hold themselves up. As a community, we have to come together and continue moving forward.
Well, Kelly, we certainly appreciate your time telling us about what you do, your history here, a local native of Monte Vista, telling us about U.S. Tractor and Harvest, Inc. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Take us for granted. That's the slogan of the Polished Edge on Highway 160 in Monte Vista. But this family-owned and run business offers so much more than just great-looking countertops. James and Rhonda Pacheco and son Garrett are here to tell you all about what their unique store has to offer, as well as their latest business venture, the Polished Bean.
Looking for furniture, granite countertops, fabrication, stone, tile, flooring, lighting, and home decor, and a lot more. You need to stop in to see the folks at the Polished Edge. Joining us to tell us all about what they're doing and the new feature at the store, too, is Garrett Pacheco. Garrett is one of the owners. Rhonda Pacheco is here. She is an owner. You do bookkeeping and anything that needs to be done. And James Pacheco as well, joining us, owner, and we appreciate you all coming by. Welcome to SL Voices.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, let's get your story. And Garrett, we'll start with you. Where are you originally from, sir?
So I was born and raised in Monte Vista, Colorado. I went to high school here, and I actually went on to Adams State University, where I graduated and got a degree in finance.
What was it like growing up in Monte Vista?
It's nice. You know, if you're from the valley, you understand that there's a lot to do around here. You got the mountains, you could go up and fish, and it's just a good rural area to grow up in. You know, it was a good upbringing for me, for sure.
Rhonda, where are you originally from?
I'm also from Monta Vista. I went to college in Durango for 4 years, but other than that, I've lived my whole life here.
James, are you going to tell me the same thing?
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in Monta Vista. Out of high school, went into the military, and then out of the military, came back to Monta Vista.
What branch did you serve in?
I was in the Army.
Awesome. I was too. Appreciate your service. Thank you.
Same to you.
James, I'll start with you this time. Tell me a little bit about your past. What have you done?
I've done lots of things. Like I said, I was out of high school in the military. Then when I came back, we've always farmed some, so we farm and ranched some. I've also owned a bakery. I used to own a bakery here in Monta Vista. And so that led to kind of why we opened the coffee shop type deal as well with where we are.
Ah.
But then I did construction. Did that all through my kids' as growing up, pretty much. And that's where Garrett learned the trade of what he was able to do. And that's why we decided to open the Polished Edge.
Nice. Rhonda, what about you?
I did daycare for 17 years when our kids were little. I just wanted to stay home with them, and it was a way I could earn some money, too, and enjoy just being with kids. I taught in Del Norte for 2 years, because that's what I went to school for, was a teacher. And then we opened the Polished Edge and the Polished Bean now, so we're just busy with doing those businesses.
A family business is a full-time thing.
Yes.
And then some. What about your off time? Any particular hobbies or special interests?
Like I said, I mentioned the mountains before. We like to be up in the mountains, you know, fish, hunt. We try to take some time every year. It's kind of hard with business, you know. We're really busy right now, but we do try to take the time and, you know, spend some quality time in the mountains.
It's good to get away once in a while. I get that.
We enjoy just spending time, you know, with our family. We're a pretty close family, and just whatever we do and can get together, we enjoy doing that.
Well, the Polished Edge is the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's Business of the Month for July. So congratulations, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell me about the business, and please feel free to get into as much detail as you want. First, let's talk about the Polished Edge. What is your basic mission statement?
It's to provide customers with, one, good quality, and number two, obviously, an affordable price point. Because we all know down here in the valley, it is hard to get materials, you know, so we're trying to bring that convenience factor by installing it in their homes. But also knowing that you don't have to go across the hill to get a good product. So that's been, since day one, definitely our mission and what we strive to do every week that we do our jobs.
How long have you all been in business now?
Started back in 2018.
James, you were telling me that you were doing something else before this, which kind of led to that. Can you tell me about that?
So I've owned Pacheco Paint and Finishing, which is a construction company. We've owned that for about 20 years. That led us into working on homes and doing granite. We used to do everything by hand. We'd do everything milled by hand and do everything by hand. And Garrett liked that point. So, like I said, when he got out, we just decided that that's what we would do and kind of expand our business to do that a little more. And business has been good.
You're closing in on 3 years of business. Where are most of these granite tops going? Any particular part of the valley?
One thing that's unique about us is we travel. We just came back probably a month ago and we were in Amarillo, Texas. We went and did a remodel in Amarillo, Texas and took tops and fabbed them here and took them there. And so we travel. We go into the Denver area. We go into Salida. We travel pretty much wherever.
You know where the job is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what you offer at the Polished Edge. It's a lot more than just granite countertops, isn't it?
Yes, we offer flooring, carpet, lighting, cabinetry, home decor, gifts, furniture.
Lighting, you do both residential and commercial?
Mainly residential. We sell mainly, but our jobs that we do are both commercial and residential.
Do you offer delivery to certain areas?
We do.
Is there a particular cost outside of certain range?
Usually if we're going up into, like, say, South Fork or outside of the Monta Vista area, we tack on a $50 fee. Kind of covers our labor to deliver, especially for the furniture-wise.
Well, let's talk about your latest endeavor you just opened. In the middle of this COVID thing at that, the Polished Bean. What does the Polished Bean offer?
So the Polished Bean offers, obviously, coffee, number one. We also offer a wide range of sandwiches. So if you're hungry for breakfast, definitely stop in. Got a wide variety there. And then for lunch, we also offer a variety of sandwiches there. We offer pastries, cinnamon rolls, fresh baked muffins.
Brownies. We have smoothies.
I was going to say, you've got smoothies and it's a refresher drink, which is really good.
Yes.
I had one the other day. That was awesome. Can you give me an example of how your business is different from what other similar businesses might be offering here or in neighboring areas, and specifically referring to the Polished Edge?
So the Polished Edge, when we thought of this business, we actually wanted to open a coffee shop in it. We wanted to give the people in the valley kind of look that cities have, where you could go into one business and actually have more than just one item in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was our endeavor. But because of having the fab shop in with the Polished Edge before, we couldn't open up the coffee end of it because there was too much dust that was made with doing the countertops. So in December of this year, we expanded again and moved to the old Sonic building, and that's where all the fabbing is. And then that enabled us to enlarge our furniture selections and carry like more gift items, and then also a large variety of vanities. And then it enabled us to open up the space to open the coffee shop that we had once wanted to have.
It was a nice spacious area back there. We were in there just the other day. James, what do you wish you had known when you started all of this?
I think the thing that I wish I would have known was that the technology today versus what it was when we started has changed so much. Just being maybe a little more up for me myself on the technology would have been a little better maybe. Garrett, on the other hand, is really good at that, so he fit the part very well of taking on that task where he's more computer savvy or just up with the time. So I wish for me I would have known that, but I'm grateful that I have a son to do business with that did understand that.
You grew up with this stuff, didn't you, Garrett?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, times since I was a little kid to now, I've seen it all, you know. Cell phones weren't even a thing back when I was in grade school, and now anything that you want, it's going to be in the palm of your hand. So I've definitely seen the technology change and grow up with this, so that's definitely helped me adapt.
Do you remember those old bag phones that we used to have? Did you see those?
You know, I never did see those.
Those old phones.
They were big.
Yeah, great big bag, and you had to lug the thing around. It had a huge battery in it, and now you're right. It's right here in the palm of our hands. Amazing how far it's coming. A blessing to have a son that can help you with that, too.
Yes, it takes a load off.
How has the whole COVID-19 situation affected your business, and what have you had to do to adapt?
So obviously, I mean, everybody that's a business owner is in this situation together. It definitely has made people more cautious. So with that, I mean, you got to be a little bit more creative on how you advertise, signage, stuff like that. The good thing for us is we're always booked out quite a ways, but we have seen it impact our business, you know. So just being able to reach that customer.
Just reaching out to the way the customer wants us with this epidemic, how they want us to react to them. Some people don't want you to wear the mask, but there's a lot of people that do. And so we just want to respect everyone's wishes on what they want so that they feel comfortable doing business with us.
So why did the Polished Edge join the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Well, Polished Edge joined the Chamber of Monta Vista because the Chamber is just a great outreach program to help promote your business. And so it would have been a no-brainer to not be part of an organization that is there to help you as a business continue to grow.
Where would you like to see Monta Vista in, say, 3 to 5 years from now, and how do you propose we get there?
I think all of us business owners or people who aren't even business owners and that are wanting to take a step into the business. One thing I learned is, you know, if you get on a horse and you get bucked off, you got to get back on and try again. And so it's kind of that way in business. If you kind of have a down spell with it, you can't just give up and go. When I was a kid and I lived here, downtown Monta Vista had a lot more businesses than there are right now. And obviously, I feel that with today's technology, it's taken some of those businesses out of being able to just be supportive here. But I think we as business owners need to work together for one cause, and that's to try and support local business to be better for our community. And then that would let our community grow.
Well, it seems to be on a turnaround cycle right now. Are y'all seeing that as well?
Yes.
Excellent. Anything else that any of you would like to mention?
One thing I'd like to mention is, even if your budget is, you know, you think small or you think it's big, you know, we have different products within our store to fit every budget. We're here to work with people And we do have more to offer than just granite. We've talked a lot about the granite side of it. We also do quartz countertops. So for those of you guys that don't know what that is a manufactured stone that is not natural, and it's a hard surface that goes on top of your countertops. So definitely stop in, see us on that, or any of your flooring or home needs. We have a lot of furniture to offer, and you know the coffee's good too, so you could definitely stop in and try some of that.
You got some really comfortable couches and chairs in there too.
I just want to say we appreciate everybody that has supported us. We're thankful that we can be growing and offer something to Monta Vista too as a business.
I think also what I'd like to say is just give back to Monta Vista. I feel like Monta Vista's given to me, so in return, we're trying to give back to Monta Vista and to the community. We do a lot of events just on the Polished Edge or Pacheco Paint side. We didn't get to this year. We do an Easter egg hunt, or we try to give back to the community because we couldn't do it without them giving it to us. So we just want to appreciate that as well.
Anything else?
We'd just like to thank your time, too, for acknowledging us and bringing us in the spotlight. It's people like you who do that for businesses and help us get better.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. But I turn around and thank the Chamber, too. They're the ones who helped sponsor
got
this.
Got to start it for us. Yep. So thank you, Chamber, for doing that. We really appreciate it.
We've had a wonderful time working with them. This podcast actually wraps up our first full year. This will be the 12th one that we're recording with you all. And we're looking forward to another year and bringing a lot more businesses to light. There's a lot of great businesses here in Monta Vista. A lot of awesome people that we have met over this last year. And I'm blown away by it, too. Again, if you're looking for furniture, different types of countertops, some fabrication, stone, tile, flooring, lighting, home decor, and some really good coffee and pastries and other neat things to eat, make sure you stop by the Polished Edge, and in the back of the store is the Polished Bean. I want to thank you all for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In business since 1975, Valley Electric, Inc. offers a wide range of electrical contracting needs. No job is too big or too small for this full-service company, and they do everything from commercial and residential electric work, renewable energy and agriculture, to communications and data wiring, security, and more. SL Voices had the opportunity to learn all about what they do from three generations that are actively involved with their businesses, Dick Clark, Mark Hensley, and Josh Hensley.
If you're in need of full-service electrical contracting located right here in the San Luis Valley, you don't need to look any further than Valley Electric, Inc. Joining us to tell us all about everything that they do, everything that they offer, are Josh Hensley, Chief Estimator and Treasurer. Mark Hensley is the President, and Dick Clark is the Vice President, Estimator, and he claims mostly retired. Gentlemen, welcome to SL Voices. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Well, let's go around the table and first get your stories. Josh, where are you originally from, sir?
I'm originally from here in San Luis Valley. Pretty much lived here my whole life. Pretty much worked at Valley my whole life. Dick Clark, my grandpa, is the one that founded it. My father bought it from him probably when I was in high school, middle school. I'm kind of bringing up the rear on all three of them.
So this is a family-owned, family-run business.
Three generations.
I've got the three generations right here in front of me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is awesome. I love it. Mark, you're originally from the San Luis Valley, too?
I am actually was born in New Mexico, but grew up in the San Luis Valley predominantly my whole life.
Dick, what about you, sir?
Pretty much grew up in California, moved here to actually Monta Vista about my end of my sophomore year, and graduated from Monta Vista. Worked different jobs for quite a while, started Valley Electric in 75, and worked out really well.
What was it like growing up here in the San Luis Valley?
Not too bad, actually. A lot of fun in high school. Maybe too much.
Dick, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about your past, your history, things that you've done.
Oh, geez, I've done a little bit. I've worked in a mine, oil rigs, water rigs, heavy equipment. Started in the electrical business in the late 60s, I believe, for a contractor in Monta Vista, Buds Electric. Then went to another firm, Green Electric, in Alamosa, Colorado, a union shop, and then eventually started my own in 75.
Mark, what about you?
I grew up here in Alamosa for the most part. Went to Adams State College, was a wrestler there, moved away as a teacher for about 10 years, came back in 99 full-time as an electrician, so it's been an awesome job.
Rounding things out, Josh, what about you?
Like I said, I pretty much lived here, grew up here in San Luis Valley. I love it here. Pretty much I'm a pretty big nerd, play a lot of video games. I wrestled my whole life. I was a huge part of it, and a huge golfer too. Golf a lot, so everything I need is here.
Well, let's talk about Valley Electric, Inc. You are the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's featured business for July. So congratulations, gentlemen. Tell me about the business, and please feel free to get into as much detail as you want. We'll start with, what's the mission of Valley Electric?
Our mission statement basically says we're trying to give our customers the best quality for the lowest price so that they get that quality that lasts a good long time, but at the best and most reasonable price so everyone wins in that situation.
And you've been in business since 1975?
Yes, in this building since 1975. Dick started the company out of his garage about a quarter of a mile away to the west.
And you offer a whole different range of services, such as renewable energy?
Yes, we pretty much do anything that has to do with electrical. So we're the largest contractor in the valley. So no job's too big or too small.
Well, I noticed you do things like commercial, industrial, agricultural, residential. Tell me about communications data. That's an interesting one.
The scope has changed. When I first started in there, we did pretty much electrical and controls. Now, the electrical scope includes things like automation, security, data for computers, telephone systems, fiber optic cables, fire alarm. So there's a lot of those things that are in our scope, so we pretty much do all of that.
So you even do fiber optic, you said?
We do. We do a lot of splicing and ending the cables.
Well, what areas do you offer service to? I'm assuming it's the entire San Luis Valley. Your website says Colorado and New Mexico, though.
We do this entire San Luis Valley, and we're licensed in Colorado and New Mexico. We typically only go to New Mexico for larger projects with customers that know who we are, we've worked with, and they want to take us to larger projects so they know they hit their deadline.
Nice. Can you give me an example of how your business is different from what other similar businesses might be offering here or in neighboring communities? In other words, what sets you apart?
I think the biggest thing is we do everything. We can take a job from start to finish, no matter what it is. We have the capabilities of starting, finishing, and making a great quality project where a lot of other people fall short.
You have apprentices, journeyman electricians, and master electricians all working for you. What are the differences between these different electrician levels?
You start off as an apprentice, and you have to have 4 years of working on-the-job training to do that, along with 2 years of schooling before you can apply to take your journeyman's test. If you are past that journeyman's test, then you have to wait another year and do planning and layout before you can apply to take the master's test. And to have a company in Colorado, you have to have passed a master electrician exam successfully. Then you can have your own electrical company. And all three of us are master electricians.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of time, a lot of studying, a lot of work involved in it, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you tell me about the largest project your firm has taken on to date?
Money-wise, to date, we've had two pretty large ones. Two that have broke $5 million for our contracts.
Oh, my.
One was kind of right when I was starting to come in and work a little more here. That was down in New Mexico. It was for Bell Group. Big, large solar shade structures for a big jewelry manufacturer. Probably the more recent one and more relevant to the valley is Del Norte School. It actually is the largest job we've ever done. Just did that last year. It was a pretty monster.
Did a big one for British Petroleum, too, over in Durango.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty large job, $3-5 million. Fairly large office facility.
Lots of wire.
Tons of wire, yeah.
What do you wish you had known when you started Valley Electric?
Everything. You know, when you start out, when I started out, there was not a lot of information out there. You pretty much, it was just trial and error. So it was a little different scenario than what it is now.
So things have changed a lot over the years?
It changed a bunch. And it changes every 6 months. It's just a continual change.
How has the whole COVID-19 situation affected your business, and what have you had to do to adapt?
It's really changed it because we just can't drop everything and run out and do it. We have to sanitize everything. Check the temperatures of every employee every day. Josh spent about 2 or 3 days working on the COVID policy, turn it into our safety system. So it's really impacted us financially and just really slowed down the work. So the processes have really changed.
Are you seeing us starting to turn around now that things are opening up again some?
We're not. We still have to clean all of our stuff every time we go to someone's house. We still have to wear the mask, keep our social distances. So I don't think that's something that's going to go away anytime soon.
Well, I mean, as far as business in general, did you notice a decline over the last few months, and is that turning around?
We did. We saw about a 2/3 drop off where people were just staying in, not having people come to their house, Now that the weather's warmed up, they're coming back a little bit, but we're probably at half capacity where it still has not come back all the way. So we're actually looking for work pretty hard right now.
Well, let's hope this podcast brings you some work. And of course, all your contact information will be on the podcast webpage too. If people want to reach out to you, your website, email, phone, all that information will be there. So we certainly urge people to reach out and let you know what they need as far as electrical work. Why did Valley Electric join the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
We just think it's important to try to keep all the work local. And we do a lot of work in Monte Vista, Sargent, Center, surrounding areas. So we try to be in Alamosa and Monte Vista chambers.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Why do you think it's important to support your local chambers?
We have a lot of employees from all over the valley, from pretty much Del Norte all the way to Fort and Garland, Samford, Romeo, Manassa. So we have a lot of guys throughout the entire valley.
Where would you like to see the San Luis Valley, say, 3 to 5 years from now, and how would you propose we get there?
I don't really want it to change. I agree with Josh. I really like the fact that the mountains are here, fishing is here, golf, tennis, whatever we want to do is literally within an hour away. I'd like to see a lot more water. The farmers can do better, and I think the farmers do well. That really helps everyone else.
Gentlemen, anything else that any of you would like to mention?
I think one of the big things is we're going to stress that we're a local company, 3 generations from the Valley. Big thanks to Nick Clark for starting Valley Electric and really supporting that for the last 45 years. Really helps us. And
has it been that long?
It's been a while. Like I said, the continual change, something that we've really adapted to and do well with, but we're looking forward to the changes in the future.
It's nice to see some growth, obviously. It helps us all.
Gosh, parting comments or words of wisdom?
If you really need anything from us, doesn't necessarily have to be electrical work. You can call, we'll consult you however we can help. And if we can help you, we will. If we can't, we'll do our best to find someone who can.
That's a good attitude. I like that. Well, Josh, Mark, Dick, I want to thank you all for taking time to talk to us about Valley Electric, Inc. and what you're doing here. We certainly, again, urge people, if you have needs in a wide variety of different areas, if you're looking at solar, if you get a commercial installation, industrial, agricultural, communications, data, security, fire, and a whole lot more, get a hold of Valley Electric. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
U.S. Tractor and Harvest, Inc. has proudly represented John Deere since 1979 with the mission of helping their customers be more efficient, productive, and profitable through the use of John Deere products and services. They sell and service John Deere new and used tractors, combines, lawn and garden equipment, work products, John Deere replacement parts, and John Deere AMS GPS products. Located at 1345 North Highway 285 in Monte Vista, you can call them at 1-800-952-5928. That's 1-800-952-5928. Or visit their website, ustractor.com. That's ustractor.com. Furniture, granite, and other countertops, fabrication, stone, tile, flooring, lighting, and home decor. The Polished Edge is your one-stop shop for all these items and even more. And while you're there, enjoy a great cup of coffee, pastry, or sandwich in their newly expanded area, affectionately known as the Polished Bean. Conveniently located at 1935 Grand Avenue on the east side of Monte Vista. Call them today at 719-852-6939. That's 719-852-6939. Or better yet, stop in and see what they can do for you. Valley Electric, Inc. is a full-service electrical contracting corporation headquartered in Alamosa, Colorado, with offices in Colorado and New Mexico and approximately 50 electrical professionals on staff. Valley Electric, Inc. stands ready to satisfy all your needs in such diverse areas as residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural electrical installations, renewable energy, data and network infrastructure, security systems, communications infrastructure, and fire protection systems. Located at 6687 Maloff Road in Alamosa, you can call them at 719-589-3957. That's 719-589-3957. Or visit their website at valleyelectricinc.com. That's valleyelectricinc.com. Not yet a member of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce? Give them a call to find out all the benefits of being a Chamber of Commerce member and how to join at 719-852-2731 or stop by the Chamber located at 947 First Avenue. Be sure to check back next month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monta Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monta Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, MontaVistaChamber.org. That's MontaVistaChamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.